Blog Talk Radio.
Gimme, and I am Mystic Celeste. How is everybody doing tonight? I hope you're all doing well. I'm glad to be back. It's been a week, and it was fun, you know, hanging out with Jethro the other night, and that was really, really a fun time. So I welcome all of you, and I'm very blessed that you're here. I have a few people waiting, and I will get to you in just a little bit for some free mini readings. I'd like to limit it to one question if we can, and if not, you can always get in hold of me through celestialreadings77@yahoo.com for an email reading, or you can always call me at 928-592-8866, because that is the number that I will be having. I am going on the road here soon in about 3 to 4 weeks, so I will be traveling, and you'll get to hear about my whereabouts and where we're going to see, meet new people and experience a whole new life, kind of living as a gypsy kind of like thing, experiencing different areas of the country. So I'm really looking forward to that. I was working on it a little bit today, getting our RV ready. So have some more work to do, you know, loading it up and getting everything done around here. Moving out of our house in Sedona. I will miss Sedona very much, but I know we'll always be able to come back here. So anyway, first of all, I wanted to let you know I am offering 10 minutes for readings for $10 and 15-minute readings for $15. And you can get a hold of me, like I said, at 928-592-8866. And I do go through PayPal. And so that's how you can, you know, get a hold of me through there. And I also do long-distance healing work. I have a very powerful crystal that I use, and I always wear it with me, so it always has, you know, my energy with it. And you can just, that's donation-based, so you can go through PayPal to do that, whatever you can afford. You know, I want to help people, so I'm not out to be rich or anything like that. I feel like this is a gift that Spirit has given me. And I want to help as many people and animals, you know, as much as possible. So I am also on keen.com. You can always get a hold of me there under Mystic Celeste and offering different varieties of different readings on there. I do animal communication. I do angel readings, angel card readings. I do pendulum readings. Let's see, I'm also a medium, so I'm able to connect with those who've crossed over. So anyway, and I'm also a Reiki master, Reiki 1 actually, sorry. And so I'm also a massage therapist. So, you know, if I'm ever, you know, in your neck of the woods and, you know, if you're in town and you hear me on the radio, I'll let you know where I am. And I can always, you know, you can swing by, you know, my RV or... You can always hook up somewhere else at your place of residence or wherever that you would feel comfortable, and I can always give you a healing that way and a massage. So I'd be very very blessed to be able to do that, you know, the hands-on. So I really miss that. So I want to talk a little bit about a portal that has opened up on 1/13/13. That's the date, January 13th. And I was actually at work, and I kept seeing the number 13, and I saw it, like, twice that day, and I've been seeing it the last few days. So it's been popping up, and that has to do with the goddess energy, and that could be, you know, Kuan Yin, it could be Mother God, you know, Sophia, or it could be any of the female deities that are out there. And so, like I said, another one opened up. So there's a lot of diverse energy patterns and structures and higher guidance that have that is directing at these unique energy points to the outer eye, and it is leading to higher purpose. So keep your thoughts very positive. Also, lower energy forms have diminished, and grids have strengthened. So discernment and selection of thought seeds becoming increasingly paramount right now. So make sure you're keeping your thoughts very positive. All souls upon Gaia are potentialized for completion of contracts. So like your contract, when you what you signed up for before you came onto this earth plane, those are the completion of the contracts are becoming, you know, done. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Also, establishments of new protocol for transmission of higher dimension has been completed, and further adjustments will be made as Gaia projects forward via the timeline. So some will call this this period like homeward bound. So we're on our way home to the new Earth. And this is true as the home has been prepared by the new Gaia. So there is a new Earth, you know, and some of us are existing in it already right now. We are already existing in parallel universes at the same time as we are right now. So it's pretty exciting. Also, each of her human inhabitants are, you know, like I said, being prepared by the new Gaia. So short periods of adjustments will be necessary for these, for those unaware of their presence on the time, this timeline. So all has been accounted for, and clearing this transition. So fellow travelers just need energetically to be prepared, followed by in the body illusion, as inner beings are connecting, planetary upliftment occurring in an instant. So, well, the waiting is over, and the time to begin is right now anew. This is just a little tidbit about what's going on with our Earth right now. I'm going to go ahead and start with our first caller, and I'll talk a little bit more about some other things that I wanted to talk about tonight. Okay, hi 513, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. This is
good.
Kim. And I was just calling to see, we've had our house on the market for about 10 months, and our contract will be up in March. Do you see our house selling before then, or do we just end up taking it down?
I don't see it selling before then. It's not feeling like it's, no. It doesn't really feel like you're going to be able to sell it before then. The housing market is very slow right now. I know it's been a while for our house to get on the market, too. So
mm-hmm.
It was going through, and then it didn't, and then it did, and then it didn't. So, yeah, I don't foresee that happening. So I would just go ahead and take it down and go ahead and cut your losses and move on.
Okay. Right.
Go ahead and do what you're being guided to do,
okay.
Whether it is to move or.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, cool. All righty. So I got this really cool, like, oil. This Moldavite oil, and I've been using it. I've been putting it on my Moldavite. I'm actually wearing Moldavite all day and all last night. You're supposed to wear it to bed, and it increases your dream state. It, like, activates it, and it also helps if you have a little piece of it, you know, try wearing it or putting it in your pocket, and it helps manifest really positive life change. That's probably why we are going to be going on the road here. I've actually manifested that. So I don't know if anybody out there has any Moldavite or is near any of it. It's really a powerful stone, and it's a product of a meteor collision with Earth at nearly like 15 million years ago. It fell over what is called the Moldau River Valley in the Czech Republic, and these green gems are among like the most rare minerals on Earth. So they're really quite expensive. So they have been prized by humans for thousands of years and are still given as gifts from royalty to royalty. So in legend, it is believed that Moldavite was the green stone in the Holy Grail and has the power to quicken one's spiritual evolution. So even people not sensitive to the energies of stones often feel the energy of the Moldavite. And I have to be honest, I don't really feel it anymore. I mean, I get lightheaded. Like last night, I did a lot of energy work with a very dear friend and fellow psychic healer, medium, Paul, and he's living in Brazil. And, you know, I could totally feel the energy. It was intense. But, of course, I had my Moldavite on, but I think it was the new portals that are opening, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about that in the show here tonight. But anyway, some people, others feel like a rush of energy through their body, usually upwards out of the top of their head. You can also feel like people just hold a piece and they get like this buzzing, tingling sensation inside their hands. So it's got a really high vibrational energy, and it's a really powerful chakra opener, and it's particularly at the heart and above. So, and now, you know, coming into this new shift, also talking about the heart, we have this new heart. It's like our high heart, and it's going to be like a pretty rose color, like a rose pink color, you know, whereas the heart chakra, the third dimension is green, and it's, you know, they're both very powerful healing colors. So anyways, so like I said, sleeping with it activates the dream state. And so this essence that I bought, it's really all natural ingredients, and it contains a real essence of Moldavite, and it was created specially to complement Moldavite energies. So try wearing it if you have any access to it. I know you can get it here in Sedona. I'm not sure about the rest of the U.S., but, and it's also when activating an advanced dream state, it helps also. So it can be also used to care for a piece of Moldavite if you rub like one or two drops of oil on the surface with like a soft brush. So anyway, it's called Moldavite oil, and comes in a little vial. I just thought that'd be kind of a cool little tidbit of information for you guys tonight to look into. Maybe something you'd like to, you know, maybe you can Google it and find out where you can buy it or something. It might heighten and help your meditating abilities out there if you guys are meditate a lot. So, all right, let's go to another caller. Hi, 386, how are you tonight?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm doing pretty well tonight.
Oh, good. Wonderful. And can I get your name?
Yes, my name is Sheena.
Sheena, that's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And what was your question tonight, Sheena?
I want to connect, try with my mother. And the number 4 has been coming up for me quite often, so I'm just wanting to get, you know, what that means. There's a message.
Okay, so you want to connect with your mother and also about the number 4, okay. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and draw a card. I'm working with the cards tonight, and they're the Archangel Raphael cards. So let me just go ahead and pick... maybe I'm feeling to pick 3 for you. I don't know why, so let me go ahead and pick those.
I guess to put a topic to it, this year, rolling over to the first, you know, to the beginning of the year, it's like I've been going through so many changes, like just all at once, you know, as the new year rolled over. And it seemed like it's going, it changes, you know, and everybody knows how hard it is when changes come about, and you can either look at it in a negative way or a positive way, but in my case, it's like these changes are pretty hurtful, but I know they're for my good. But I've cried, you know, over some of these changes, so I'm just wanting to get some uplifting about it.
Okay, I totally understand that. Okay, there is a lot of new energies coming in, and there's a lot of, like I said, old baggage, old karma that is being dealt with And I'm very happy to hear that you're looking at them in a positive way, because that's really, you know, God wouldn't give you anything, I'm sure you've heard that before, that you can't handle. So keep looking that they're, you know, they are positive for you, even though it hurts like hell. So just know that they are for your best and highest good, and try to keep looking at the positive in it. I know it may hurt. You may be very sad, you know, and you said you're crying, so go into meditation, you know, ask your guides for some help and assistance, also your angels. Just know that you're never alone. You're not going through this alone. And you can always call me or email me if you have any more, you know, if you just want to chat, you know, I'm here, you know, and you won't be charged, so but anyway, I'm going to go ahead and look at these cards. You got one, it says easy does it, and it's this card is a reminder to stop, slow down, relax, and just breathe. Yeah, you definitely got to remember to breathe. So Archangel Raphael says that you've been pushing hard against the grain of life with an exhausting effect, so therefore he's guiding you to take it easy and give, like, any worries or cares to him. So start calling upon Archangel Raphael for some guidance. So sometimes, like, situations are resolving themselves when we walk away from them. So this card is also a message to retreat for a while. You know, so this may, like, involve taking a trip to a relaxing location, or it could mean, you know, detaching, like you said, from a situation until some movement occurs. So it sounds like you've already been going through that. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so the first thought that comes to your mind is guidance from above. So it could, some of the meanings, it could mean practice stress-relieving measures such as, like, meditation, you know, get a massage, even if you know somebody, you know, maybe you can trade them something, or do some yoga, and you can get more sleep. Sounds like you've been in a very stressful situation, so try to just let go of that the best you can. Just one day at a time. Don't go. I wouldn't suggest going more than one day at a time. So just think and start saying some nice, kind, gentle things to yourself, and even if it's inside yourself, just tell yourself, like, I would go, like, in the mirror every morning and say how much I love myself. Start doing that, and I think that'll help, like, break these old patterns. So that's what everybody's, like, shifting into right now. They're breaking away their old patterns, their old habits, their old karmic structures. Sounds like that's what you're going through to me. So the other card that I pulled for you was Unconditional Joy. And it shows an angel, and she's holding a couple of puppies. Even animals are a very good stress reliever. And this card serves as a reminder that it's possible to experience joy no matter what's happening in life. So, like, we keep putting conditions on our happiness, saying, I'll be happy when, and you fill in the blank. But, you know, I would just try to think about what you're grateful for. Start making a gratitude list, and definitely try to keep your thoughts in the moment. Try to be more present in the moment, I would suggest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's easy for you or not. I know it's even hard for me sometimes. Think about the past or think about the future. And then the other one that I got for you is laughter is the best medicine. So try to laugh if you can, even though it's been really hard for you. I think that would...
Go ahead. Lately, I've been, like, kind of throwing my attention into my daughter. You know, we've been doing little things, like playing her little DS game together and coloring together, you know, just kind of being childlike.
That's wonderful. That's really good. Go back to your inner child, you know, start doing, you know, things like that, and that's just wonderful, Sheena. So you're on the right path, and you were asking about your mom. Has she's crossed over?
Yes, she's passed over, and my only surviving parent, I'm having issues with him. So it's making me, you know, think about my mother a little bit more, just wishing that, you know, she was here in the physical, because my father, he's finally found someone that, my mother was the love of his life, and he's finally found someone that he feels has, you know, been there for him when he was, you know, down and out. But the problem is this woman is, she's been very nasty to me lately, so just makes me think of my mom, and I just want to hear, you know, anything from her, anything.
Okay, when I tuned into her, I felt like she was, like, holding you like a little baby again. She's, like, cradling you. So I feel like her essence is near you, her spirit, and she's, like, holding you, and she's cradling you and like, got you wrapped up and swaddled in a blanket. So she's, like, letting you know that it's okay, you know, like, you know, you're being with your daughter and you're playing and you're being more childlike. So that's really wonderful that you're doing that. Because I think she wants you to, you know, that'll take some stress and burden off of you. That's what I'm being shown by her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that helps or not, but that's, so I'm showing her rocking you like a little baby. So she is with you. You know, the minute you start thinking about anybody who's crossed over, just know that they thought of you first. That's like one fact that I've come to see and realize. It's them thinking about you first. That's why it popped into your mind. So if you're thinking about her, she's obviously thinking about you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope this helped, Sheena. If you need any more help, you know how to get a hold of me. Just give me a call.
Actually, how can I get it? Because I'm not on the internet. I'm on through the phone. You know, I have internet on my iPhone, but it's kind of hard for me to email on my iPhone or whatever the case. But
okay, you can always give me a call, and my number is 928-592-8866.
Okay. What should I call you?
You can call me. Well, let's see, I'm in Arizona right now, so it's like 7:23 here. I don't know where you're at.
I'm Florida, so it's about, I think it's 9:00. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. Florida. Okay. I can be available, except for this coming Saturday, Sunday. That's my last 2 days of work, so I won't be able to answer then. But anytime after that, I'd say from like 8:00 my time till, gosh, 7 my time.
Early. Okay.
I can be available.
Okay. And you said 928-592-8866.
928-592-8866.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Celeste.
Celeste. Brittany. Okay. I'd like to stay on and listen to the rest of the show. I think it's beneficial.
Oh, by all means, Sheena. I would love that. That'd be great.
Thank you so much, Celeste.
Okay. Thank you, Sheena. You have a beautiful night. And like I said, keep in touch.
Okay. I will. Thank you, darling.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Many blessings.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, everybody. Go ahead and go to another caller here who's been holding for a little while. Hello, 253. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Great.
I have a question. It's for one of my good friends. It's our friend Amy.
Okay.
She has lost her telephone.
Oh, no.
And she's just, you know, Amy Mermaid. She just can't figure out, and she's so, you know, boggled. She doesn't know where she said she's either lost it in her house or she's lost it. So she, I said, well, I'm going to call because I thought Jessica was on tonight. So I told her, so maybe you could help us.
He has a car. I got immediately when he said phone, they showed me a picture of a car, like it had fallen between the seat of a car.
See, and that's what Jan was picking up
really?
Jan said, she said the same thing. Jan said a car.
Yeah, I immediately got the visual of a car, and it's like stuck between the front seat and like maybe the console.
Okay. So I will have to get a hold of Amy on Facebook then to let her know, because she's just going crazy. But I had can I have a quick question? Mine is on, I've been working, taking classes with Jethro, and mine is sending energy. How do I go about doing that, and how do I know if I'm doing it right?
That's kind of, you just know. You kind of have this knowingness, like you're sending like energy for healing purposes, or...
Well, what it is I have a man friend that I'm talking to, and he's kind of in a flight stage, kind of, you know, where he wants a relationship, but he doesn't know. He's kind of backing up, you know. So I need to, Jethro's saying, send him energy. Okay, that's great. How do you do that? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm just working on that.
Right.
That's...
I would do it through positive thought and intention. And just, you know, like I said, we are all made of energy. I mean, everything around us is made of energy. So I would just project it with your mind, you know, your third eye, you know, be in the center of your head and their third eye.
Right.
You know, and use your hands and, like, visualize him. Visualize, if you can, like, see in pictures. I don't know if you're a visual person or.
Yeah, I'm very visual.
Oh, perfect then. Okay, visualize his face. And visualize, like, his heart opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Send some, I would say, pink light, because you're interested in him, obviously.
Right.
I would just project. Just sit down, quiet in your mind, any of your mind chatter or anything like that. You know, be focused, be still, and just start projecting energy of what you want him to make a decision about.
Right.
You know, so he's not so up and
so
down.
So do you see him out? Do you see him there or not?
See him there?
Yeah, I mean, can you see, I mean, this relationship?
Oh, okay. I do kind of see him, he goes forward and then he backs up. And so that's what I'm picking up. He's back and forth.
He's confused. Yeah, he wants it, but he doesn't know.
Exactly. He's very indecisive. He needs, I think if he grounded, if he knew, if he didn't.
You're the second person that said ground that man.
Get him a piece of hematite or to ground him. I don't know.
All men need to be grounded. No. Okay. Well, thank you. And I will tell Amy. So
yeah. Maybe you can try to visualize him grounding into Mother Earth. Imagine some roots on his feet. Going into the core of Mother Earth, into the big crystal in the core of Earth, and try to guide him telepathically or visually to ground, and then I think you would get a better, because I'm just not seeing anything. It's just him tag of war back and forth. He's not doing anything else.
Right.
So
okay. Okie doke. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. All right, you guys. I'm going to go for a short little quick break here. Go get a glass of water and stand up for just a second. We're going to do Colors of the Wind instrumental, and I'll be right back. Okay, everybody? Hold on. everybody. I'm back. Okay. Thank you so much for waiting. I really appreciate that. So let's go ahead and go to another caller, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about throwing energy and maybe a couple other little things that I wanted to talk about tonight. All right. So who's been holding? Let's see here. Who's been holding the longest? Looks like 209. Hi, 209. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. My name is Pam, and I was just wondering, I'm looking for some, like, some guidance and direction on visitation with my grandkids. They're, like, 2 hours away, but my son and their mom are divorced and been separated. And my son just recently moved up here, living in the area with, you know, by me. And she's just really hesitant about letting the, you know, the kids come up here. So I just don't know if I should try and force it or go down to where she's at. Just kind of looking for some guidance.
Okay. All right, Tina. What I'm picking up is they're telling me that I think, I know it's a far, you know, you said 2 hours away. I'm really feeling like you should go there at first and then try to make another, before you leave there, ask if you can, you know, meet halfway the next time and just say, you know, that'll show them, like, you're trying, you know, you're not being all selfish, you know, like, like, oh, I want you to come, you know, drive 2 hours. I mean, I would go there first and then try to meet in the middle and then try to see if they would meet you, you know what I mean, meet you in the middle.
Okay.
You need to see your grandkids, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you just go there with the intention of an open heart, that they would
okay.
apt to work with you and to not be so selfish and keeping the kids, you know, that far away from you all the time.
Okay.
But that's what I'm being told that you need to do.
Okay, yeah, no, I mean, she's worth there to one another for sure, and, I mean, I understand, you know, my son hasn't really been around and involved, but it's just hard to bring the kids up here, and then as, you know, he's 30 years old, but, you know, they're still your children, I just think it would be really hurtful to go, well, you can't come over, so, and I live, like, on the beach, so it's, like, so much funner and better here, but, yeah, I just was really kind of torn, so, but, yeah, and, I mean, it's, I can drive it. It's not a bad drive, and it's fine. It's, you know, it's doable. So,
Yeah, I would look, I can come up this time, but maybe we can work something out where they can, you know, we could meet halfway, and I could pick them up in the middle. You know, I'd really like to hang out with them at the beach, you know, and spend some time with them. And then I feel like you go there with the intention that they'll be more open to that. You know, set some intentions out in the morning when you get up that they'll be more willing to work, you know, to share. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So try that. I really think that that's what needs to happen with that. So.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you.
Tina, have a good night. Okay, let's go to one more caller, and then I'm going to talk a little bit. And let's see. Hi, 404. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Good.
And get a name?
Sure, yes, of course. It's Lolita. And I wanted to know, I'm supposed to be expecting a call from Robert Joel tomorrow about some land on the Air Force Base. And I wanted to see how you feel like that's going to go.
Okay, so you're like buying land on the Air Force Base or...
Either or. I'm
trying
to put something there on business, so however it comes.
Oh, way cool. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, I'm picking up that, they're kind of like blocking me. Is this guy, is he a pretty nice guy? Have you talked to him before?
Oh, yes. I've reached out to every chief of officer in the Corps of Army Engineers, and I finally got to a certain person. It's been a week's worth. You know, as government, everything is covered up. So, but I, through my legwork, I think I finally got to the right person, which you've got to talk to one more person that I might need to speak to really finalize things.
Okay, very good. They're showing me that it might not go through tomorrow. That's what I'm getting. It might not go through. It might be because of this other gentleman that you need to speak to.
Yes, he said that if I don't hear from him by 4, to give him a call. Mm-hmm. And it might be a delay in conversations, but right now he's finding out, so okay.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's all I'm picking up, and I apologize. And they're just showing me that it's going to take a little bit longer, possibly another week and a half approximately. But, yeah, I think you will have to talk to that second gentleman. So just try to start putting it out there, you know, that everything will go smooth with ease and grace. But it feels like this guy that you have spoken to, he's a really nice guy. It feels like he's going to try to work with you, and you did get to the right guy finally. Yeah, so that's awesome.
Yes, a lot of people I've spoke with.
They're getting exhausted from all that. Trying to find
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I just started from me going out to the Aviation Museum here in Georgia and getting more information because the land's right next to him. And he gave me a lead. He says, start with the public relations, which took me all over the world. But, you have to have that time and patience and have an orderly fashion to get to the right person because a lot of people don't know. You know, you just have to have that drive to go to that next place.
Absolutely, yeah. Takes a lot of energy, but, yeah. I think you got to the right people finally.
Perfect. Well, I kind of felt that too, that he was the final person, but one more might need to be involved. So
yeah.
He did tell me, he goes, I just need to reach out to my buddy on that, because he was 2 hours away from where I'm at, and he was stating that he needs to talk to him. And then he said, if I don't hear from you in 2 days, if you don't hear from me in 2 days, call me. So he made it very clear to give him a call, email, phone number, everything, if I did not hear from him by 4 on Thursday.
Oh, wonderful.
So.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's positive, though, to me. I don't see anything, being pushed away from this business venture at all. It feels positive. So, yeah. Well, cool.
Okay.
Let me post it if you need, how to get a hold of
me. No,
them.
I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wonderful. I have a quick question on the Moldavite. I did find it, so if anyone's curious, it is on eBay. There's one that's already blessed and all that. But what do you use it every day, or when do you use it?
When do I use it? I've been using it the last couple days. Like I said, it's not cheap, but it does have the essential oil of Moldavite, the essence. I use it for when I really need to go really deep into meditation, like to channel and things like that. So I actually have it on tonight along with my Moldavite pendant I'm wearing. I've been wearing it all day and all last night. So just whenever you really feel guided, that's when I wear it. I wear other protection oils and different things, dragon's blood for protection. And so really just whenever you feel guided. So.
Okay, will this help? If someone hasn't been able to get into deep meditation, can this help someone
yes.
go into deep meditation?
Yes, I would definitely wear
okay.
it. Problems with trying to quiet your mind to go in deeper, definitely wear it. Yes.
Okay. And you put it on your third eye, or you put it on your hand, or where do you put it?
I put it on my third eye, and I do, but
okay.
be careful, don't get it near your eyes. I did notice the other day I put some oil on my third eye, and it got a little too close, and it, like, really the fume of it, it almost burned my eyes. So.
No, I hear you. There's some oils that I do that gets right away, yeah.
Yeah, and also I put it back behind, that little crevice behind your skull.
Yeah.
There's like a little bridge
yep.
back there, and it's another way to get in near your penile gland, your pineal gland.
Uh-huh.
So put
mm-hmm.
some back. I also put some on the crown, my crown chakra on top of my head. That like soft
okay.
spot in your head,
yep.
you know, where your crown chakra is. If anybody, you want to feel the top of your head, feel that like little soft spot, that's where you're actually,
yep.
you know, so I'd put it there too.
Okay, yeah, that sounds wonderful. I want to try that. I found it, so I'm going to definitely try it out.
Awesome. Yay.
I appreciate it. Thank you, hon. Namaste.
Hey,
talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, looks like we got about another, approximately 15 minutes-ish on the show. I want to talk a little bit about throwing energy. There's Master Kusami, I'm kind of quoting what he said, to enter and remain in the fifth dimension, you must master every thought, every emotion, and every action, every moment. So definitely be in the moment, people, as much as you can in the present moment, cautiously and with great respect and without grimacing or rolling your eyes. Try not to do that. Like what we call mastering alchemy, the pathway to master ourselves so that we may enter and remain in higher levels of consciousness, you know, since this shift has happened on the 21st, how you respond to the quickly increasing noise and drama during this shift is like a wonderful and consistent training ground for becoming masterful. So how do you guys out there, how do you respond to an unexpected situation? Do you, like, absorb it and let it affect you physically or emotionally? Or do you, like, internalize it as stress? And do you, like, react upon it and complain? Are you, like, sarcastic or demanding? Or do you, like, just cut people off at the knees and reject them? All third-dimensional reactions, you know, like that. And then how do you guys respond? You know, go ahead and email me. I would like to know what you pick up with this. How do you respond when someone else reacts and throws energy? You know, do you match them and go down to their level and throw back? Or do you take a break and step back and see that, like, they're revealing a great deal about their own pain? So, because pain speaks very loudly sometimes. So, you can even do that through email. So, you know, if you're emailing somebody, it can be a fun place for watching energy being thrown, but also watching it if you throw it too. So I hope nobody's out there being mean or malice to other light workers. Emails to businesses that are somewhat anonymous and therefore they're easy to hide behind. Notice if you forget that there are real life people with feelings and intense issues going on in their office on the other side of that send button. So just keep that in mind, everybody. Apologizing for their lousy behavior can be more difficult than managing it in the first place. And the drafts folder is there for a reason. So write it once, save it, and then read it out loud later and see how you would feel reading that email. There are some, you know, like how are you presenting yourself? There's one that's like a machine gun irritation. You send out a progression of 5 complaining emails minutes apart around midnight is best. Each expecting an instant response. So be sure each one gets louder and bolder and redder and nastier. No need to apologize for your behavior when you are helped that afternoon. You are the customer after all. Or like if you cut them off at the knees, you would be complaining and threatening to quit and take them to court. If you don't get your money back, you'll get faster help and maybe extra gifts. Or are you like, you know, being all sarcastic and like throwing this energy in the emails if the recipient calls you on it. You can always blame the innate troubles of email communication. And there's several others. There's the poor me. There's the hider. There's, you know, like ripples on a still lake. If you throw energy, it does create a ripple effect. So this is very much like the concentric circles that form when you toss a pebble into a still lake. They are created that move out to touch and influence others. So, like, if I were to punch you, like, throw negative energy at you, you might turn to the man sitting next to you and punch him. So be careful, you know, how you're getting your point across to everybody. And, you know, try to stop, step back, take a deep breath, and try to be in your heart center. We really need to start living from our hearts, everybody. It's just,
you know, we really got to start spreading love and light around this planet if we want to go on to the next dimension. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a really awesome stone that I have recently been using, and I love to hold it, and it's called lepidolite, and it's like a purplish stone. It's discovered in the 18th century, and it was originally known as illalite from the Hindu word illa, as L-I-L-A, and it meaning to play or game. That's the meaning of it. It's not technically a gemstone, but it is a very beautiful purplish type of mica, and it has lithium in it, which really helps to sleep. So I always use a piece under my pillow at night. It helps me sleep. I even sit with it, you know, if I need to be more peaceful. It's also referred to healers by healers as the peace stone. So, and you can get it in rough or you can get it in tumbled stones at any metaphysical or crystal store. I'm sure they have it. Some of the uses for lepidolite are, like, it encourages independence for setting and attaining goals inconspicuously, protection from outside influences. So it's a good protection stone, too. It relieves everyday stress. So anybody out there stressing, anybody I've talked to tonight, you know, grab you a piece of lepidolite, hold it in your hand, try to sit with it, and just really try to tune into the energy and the frequency level of that, and that should help. It also promotes, like I was saying, a very restful sleep when placed near your pillow. Like me, I sleep with like a medium to small size chunk of it under my pillow, and it just stays there all night long, and it never, I don't know, it just never falls out. So I guess I don't toss and turn that much, so that's a good thing. It attracts really good luck to those who carry it, and it drives away negativity. So anybody having any negative issues out there, could, like I said, get you a piece, carry it around. It's also really good when used with rose quartz. It becomes a stone of reconciliation of love. So, like I said, it also has really good healing properties. It can be laid directly on painful parts of the body, and it helps with nerve pain like sciatica, neuralgia, and joint problems. Wow, that's awesome. The sources of it are found in Colorado and other parts of the U.S. and also in Brazil. So, anyway, just a fun little tidbit there on lepidolite. All right, so let's go ahead and go to another caller. And then I'm going to read a little bit more about a type of guide that everybody has and that you can work with this certain guide. So, all right, 770. Hi, 770.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your question?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. My son's father wants to sit down with me and talk to me about something. And I'd just like to know what that is.
Okay. Can I go ahead and get your name real quick?
Oh, my name is Daphne.
Daphne, okay. That's a pretty name. Are you married to your son's father?
No.
You're not, okay. And he wants to talk to you about your son?
No, he didn't tell me what it was about.
Okay. I'm getting something that he possibly wants to enroll your son in or something along those lines. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
I don't know what it is yet. I'm going to be speaking to him the weekend.
Okay. I feel like it's pertaining to your son. Possibly something that he wants to enroll him in, some kind of, I don't know, activity or, I feel it has to do with your son, though. I don't feel necessarily anything bad. It's possibly like some kind of sport or something he wants to enroll him in. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but...
Okay.
That's all I'm picking up, Daphne. I'm sorry.
And I just want to have one other question about love. If you see a new relationship come in, or that's the end of it?
Oh, with you, right? Okay.
Yeah, with me.
Okay. I feel like there could be a possible love interest. They're showing me the month of May. And I'm seeing the wings of a dove, and they're flying, they're flapping. That's really pretty. That right there tells me that it will have come from heaven. That's my take on that. So it will be like heaven sent. You will have asked for this, and you will resonate more with this person. They will treat you really well. I don't know if you've been intending to get another love interest or something along those lines. That's what they're showing me. So that's all I'm getting, Daphne. So I hope that helped.
Yeah, I just want to know where I'm going to meet this guy at.
Where are you going to meet them at? I'm getting a visual of, I don't know if you go to church or not. That's also, you know, why I'm seeing the dove also. So it's like either a church or like you're going to run into him by way of a friend that you have, an acquaintance of a friend or something like that, along those lines. But he's going to have the same interests as you, so... Anyway, I hope that helped. Let me know, Daph. You have my phone number, 592-8866, area code 928. Okay.
I always wanted to be clairvoyant. I don't understand why it's not. I don't know if I have the gift of being clairvoyant or not.
Okay. Everybody has, you know, psychic abilities. It's just whether you choose to, you've got to be very adamant with them. You've got to, you know, say your intentions every day and really start manifesting it and practice, and be patient. You know, start asking your guides and angels for some direct guidance. I don't know if you meditate or not, Daphne, but that's a big, big step. You must sit down and calm your mind. You know, and go within.
Okay.
You know, say some prayers, you know, say some intentions about becoming more clairvoyant, and that will open your gift up. So.
Should I be wearing something what color should I be wearing when I'm meditating?
I would be actually holding a crystal. If you have any access to crystals, I would be holding a piece of amethyst. They're very good stone to
amethyst.
Guides?
I have it in my car.
Okay. Well, I would take one, take a piece of it and bring it inside, you know, and like I said, sit down like a certain time every day. Be adamant. Be like scheduled time frame when you're going to sit down and you're going to ask for guidance and meditate with the amethyst in your hand and clear your mind of any thoughts and just ask for the... You know, start seeing pictures and write down every single thing you see. I don't care how small it is, how detailed. Write it all down and keep like a little journal of all the different sites that you're seeing. And start doing some mini readings on your friends and family. And that will help open up your gift. Okay, Daphne, I hope that helped. Like I said, you can always get a hold of me at celestialreadings77@yahoo.com if you want to email me. Or, you know, call back in next Wednesday.
Yeah,
I'll be
call back. Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Daphne. Have a good night.
Oh, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, everybody. We got about, we got like maybe 5 minutes left. I really wanted to read something. Like I said, you can always get a reading from me, 10 minutes for $10, 15 minutes for $15. And you can, I have a PayPal account, so it's through celestialreadings77@yahoo.com. And my number is 928-592-8866. And I also do long-distance healing work. And so you can always PayPal me through there, and that's a donation-based. So I'm always willing and very grateful to be helping anybody that needs healing, even with you, if you have an animal or anything. And you can also get a hold of me on keen.com under Mystic Celeste. So I wanted to read a little bit before we call it a good night. So, like everybody, I don't know if you know it or not, but you have runner guides, and these are handy guides for all situations, and like the first ones you may want to invoke for help. So runners are like spirits who are very close to the earth and the natural world, and they're usually indigenous souls who once inhabited the area where you reside today. For example, like people living in America will often have Native American runners since they're connected to the territory where you are, not to your ancestral roots. Similarly, you can be African American living in England or Scotland and have a Celtic runner. Or you can be a Chinese Australian living in New Zealand and have a Maori runner. A runner's loyalties are with the land, not with you. So what these guys do best is sprinkle magic onto your life. You see, the more magic you feel, the more you open your heart, and the more open your heart, the better your vibration and the happier your spirit will be. So like when your soul is delighted, everyone you meet feels it too. So that's why the runner's work is so important, and you just keep believing in the goodness of life and of our. So anyway, that's just a little tidbit. So call on your runners if you need something, you know, ahead of time. They will run up ahead and make it happen for you, as long as it is for your best and highest good and the best and highest good of everyone involved. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to all the other callers. I apologize. I really want to help everybody. Like I said, get a hold of me for readings or healings. I'm also do angel work, so please, also animal communication. I'm also a medium, connect with those who have crossed over. And I hope you all have a beautiful night. Thank you so very much for listening. And I will be on next Wednesday, and probably tune in tomorrow for the next show. I'm not really sure who's on tomorrow, but enough blabbing. I love you all. Have a great night, and blessed be.